people know that they have nothing to fear from the law, it's going to take off. It's definitely going to take off.
Carlos is already betting that he'll have a new line of work once legalization becomes reality, helping other people grow their own pot. For NPR News in Washington, I'm Martin Ostermuhl.
This is NPR News.
Support comes from AgriGold, celebrating their 12th year as a major corporate underwriter of Illinois Public Media's ag programming and e-newsletter. AgriGold's support allows their customers and growers everywhere to receive quality ag information at no charge. More information on AgriGold is at AgriGold.com.
Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The week-long protests by Brazilian truckers have spread, disrupting the flow of products to the market. The Transportation Ministry's press office today says that truck drivers are blocking roads in 10 states. Truck drivers are demanding lower tolls and fuel prices, and also that freight costs be based on the distances trucks travel to deliver goods. Freight costs are currently determined by tonnage. The protest has caused delivery delays and shortages of diesel and gasoline, as well as products such as soybeans, milk, and meat. Private exporters this morning reported to USDA export sales of 120,000 metric tons of hard red winter wheat for delivery to Egypt during the 14-15 marketing year. The marketing year for wheat began last June. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading as a computer grinds out its little grinding. Well, we'll get to the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ 44.42 is down 7.5 points. The S&P 500 is 21.11, and it is down 2.5 points, and the Dow Jones is 18,188, and it is down 21 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A succession of storm systems will likely be marching through the Midwest as we go through the rest of this week and into the weekend. These storm systems will all have a winter-like nature to them, so we'll see some more snow and perhaps some freezing rain, sleet and snow, as well as some rain all mixed together, especially as we get to the end of this week and into the weekend as the largest of the storm systems begins to bear down on the region. Well, the first disturbance that's going to impact the area is going to come into the area today. It's going to come from Iowa and portions of the Dakotas, and we're already seeing that here during the early part of this day, and as we go through the middle of the day, we'll likely see the precipitation more widespread from portions of southern South Dakota and southern portions of Minnesota through Iowa and northern Missouri into the heart of the Midwest, and we'll likely see some light accumulations of snowfall occurring during this period of time. I don't think anybody's going to see heavy amounts, but anywhere from 1 to 4 inches may occur, and a few exceptions may be to that rule, some locally greater amounts. The system will likely push on into the eastern portions of the Midwest. This will occur mostly tonight into tomorrow morning, and we'll expect it to diminish quite a bit as it does reach the eastern parts of the region. A dusting to an inch or two of snow is about all that will be expected in parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky. A cold surface high pressure center will settle into the region right behind this event. That cold high pressure system will give us yet another round of bitter cold temperatures for the region. Perhaps we won't be quite as cold as we've been over the recent past days where we've seen negative teens occur across parts of the lower Midwest, but we will still see positive negative single digit readings in quite a few areas. And we still have quite a bit of snow on the ground, so most likely we're not going to have to worry too much about a winter kill potential, but certainly it's cold enough in some areas to raise some concern about the overall condition of crops, and we've seen enough cold weather this year that perhaps we've lost a little bit more wheat, and we just don't know it yet. We'll have to wait and see. As the high pressure system moves to the east, it will likely start to pump moisture out of the Gulf of Mexico and bring warmer air northward as well. The combination of warm, moist air moving over the top of a cold air mass that will be in place across the Midwest is the perfect setup for a significant precipitation event. We'll likely see this get underway as we go from Saturday into Sunday. It will likely generate rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow from Kansas and parts of southern Nebraska down into Oklahoma, and from there eastward, reaching into Ohio and parts of Indiana and Kentucky by the time we get to late Sunday. And most likely, this system will be followed by another low-pressure center that is likely to form in the southern plains. This will take place as we move from Sunday into Monday. And on Monday into Tuesday, we'll see the most significant precipitation across the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, and that's when we'll see some more opportunity for flooding rain near and south of the Ohio River, while a band of snow and freezing rain occurs to the north, creating some hazardous travel conditions and more stress for livestock across the region. Some of the wheat and low-lying areas could become flooded and may end up suffocating from the very wet conditions. That's also a risk for the region. Out a little bit further to the west in hard red winter wheat country, we'll likely see a significant amount of snowfall. It will help to moisten the ground up when that snow melts. In the meantime, it might add a little protection to some of the wheat crop against cold temperatures. The lowest temperatures we're expecting to see across the Midwest will likely occur Friday morning. At that time, we'll see the lowest temperatures dropping down into the negatives and positive single-digit readings across a big part of the region. We'll also expect to see some negative teens in the far northern portions of the region. Prior to that, the temperatures will gradually cool down a little bit. We'll expect to see some of the afternoon temperatures as we move through the rest of this week, cooling down into the range of the single digits and teens by the time we get to the end of the work week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
We have just a few days remaining to purchase tickets for the 2015 All-Day Ag Outlook meeting at the Beef House, set for March the 10th. That's just the week after next. Perhaps you've been thinking about going to the meeting, and the days have been dwindling by. Now would be a great time to get yours. You can do so at 217-333-7300 or on our secure website at willag.org. Just page down the main homepage there. You'll find the link. Great meeting planned. It is a WASD day, and that's first time since I've been in this seat that we've had the meeting on a WASD day. So there will be plenty of new information from the government to talk about for corn and soybeans, cash grain, whatever else you want to talk about. Chris Hurt will talk about livestock. Murray Wise will talk about land values. And Sue Martin will come in from Iowa, and she will talk about the future of 2015 and beyond for grains. So Beef House lunch, continental breakfast, $25 cost, and a full day of activities. 217-333-7300. Let's go ahead and look at how futures are trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 5.33 1/4, down 2.5. Soft March, $5.75, down 5. March corn, 3.76 1/2, down 1. July, 3.92 1/2, down 1. December, 4.09 1/2, down 1/4. March soybeans, 10.12 1/4, down 3 3/4. July, 10.19 1/2, down 3 1/2. November, 9.89 3/4, down 3. March soybean oil, $31.69, up 27. March soybean meal, $3.53, down $3.90. Feb live cattle, $157.22 1/2, up 57 1/2. March feeders, $195.77 1/2, up 17 1/2. And April lean hogs are $69.17 1/2, now 15, and they're up 57 1/2. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Well, the truckers continue to block roads down in Brazil. AP reports at least 10 states have road blocks this morning.
Yeah, I think that the trade got caught off guard a little bit with that yesterday, because this particular strike is a little bit larger than some of the ones that we've dealt with in the past. And so the magnitude of potential business to the United States was maybe a little bit larger. But I think at the end of the day, the story might change a little bit more to a domestic picture. because one of the things that we talked about here going home yesterday was yesterday's trade, although it took about midday before we got to good volume levels, was that really new buying or was that short covering that guys were intimidated by the news getting out of positions? And coming in this morning, you know, we realized that it really turned out to be, for the most part, short covering. Corn lost about 8,000 contracts of open interest, meaning that people that were short bought their way out of positions and need to reevaluate. Beans were about neutral, but meal and oil both saw significant short covering. So at the end of the day, we started to see a little bit of a setback, meaning that that short covering had basically abated, and now we had to go back and look at real value levels. And our takeaway on that was corn is going to probably follow wheat for the foreseeable future, and new crop beans had an opportunity to hedge at $10, and now what are you going to do for me? We're probably adrift. Our price discovery period for crop insurance is almost over. We've got basically a 415, 416 price for new crop corn, which for most of us is not overly attractive. It's just a number that we're going to have to manage through. And new crop beans at 969, it's not going to get our attention, but it does look a little bit better than the bean number. So as we wrap up February and walk into March, you know, the picture is just about painted, and we have to see what the USDA is going to do with us in a couple of weeks.
Very quickly, we saw wheat trade for a four handle briefly this morning.
Yes, and I think realistically from a technical perspective, wheat's probably in trouble. Somebody needs to step up to the plate because, you know, we really do have a fair amount of wheat worldwide. Russia is right now discussing their export prospects. How that goes may be how the next couple weeks goes.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick, March corn, 376 and three quarters, down three quarters. July, 392 and a half, down one. December, 409 and a half, down a quarter. March soybeans, 1012, down four. November, 989 and a quarter, down three and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.